Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me as always are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're back again. Here
time
we
appropriate
are.
Greetings.
Time to roll.
I thought the Daveheimers was kicking in as soon as he started with the good morning.
He just wanted to make sure he covered all the bases.
Oh, my covered goodness. The bases. Let
well, good
me
day,
have
everybody.
All.
Enjoy the show.
Oh,
I thought crap. The Daveheimers kicked in immediately. I'm like,
yeah.
Early. Well, I'm old.
It is what it is. Episode 50, and of course, this is we are streaming live on Facebook. So if you're watching on YouTube, you missed all the fun. It's over. Just forget it. Shut it off.
Turn it off. Go to the house. Call it a day.
Get some sleep. Come on. Yeah. What are you doing?
Go to bed early on a Saturday night. What the heck?
This is Sunday.
Yeah, 50 episodes.
For somebody, but 50. Not you.
Episode 50, dude. I mean,
taking,
I don't even know what to say.
Okay, well, then don't say nothing at all. That's what Daddy said. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Well, I mean,
I'd say we had what? How many off weeks do we have? Maybe four?
I think if you wanted to really get accurate with
it. So you're looking at 208 or 108 weeks? You know?
I don't know. I have to take my shoes off to count that high. So
I was surprised when we made it to 10.
When we were at the truck show last, we're speaking of the truck show. Coming
truck
up
show.
Here.
There's a truck but show?
When we were at the truck show last.
What booth
year,
we at?
And me and Bill walked around and caught one of the workshops there. And just so happened, it was on the stage was Mother Trucker. And he was asking questions about people doing podcasts and, you know, a little bit of everything. And Bill's, I couldn't believe it was out in the audience and put his hand up and he said, yeah. And he asked him, so how many downloads you got? And Bill's like, deer in the headlights, and he's, you know, he's telling, think of a good number because he didn't want to tell him the real number. He wanted to tell him a good number.
I did the best I could.
But
I didn't.
I know. But then we got to talk to him on the side of the stage afterwards. And I mean, he gave Bill quite a good bit of information to help us out and everything.
I'd have said two.
Appreciate that.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was a lot of it. There was just doing the.
It's our first
network.
Day. What can we
do
for
networking,
you?
Figuring out what we need to do, what we're doing, or what we're doing wrong. And then when we reached out to people, you know, like you got some feedback from people and, you know, we changed some stuff around, but I mean, trying to do it all for the better. But so from the first show to this show, when I've went back and listened to our first one or two shows, I looked at them like,
they're pretty bad.
It's atrocious.
They're awful.
But I mean, we were learning.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's been a fun project. It's a work in progress.
Do you realize we've done this 2 years now? February will be 2 years.
Oh, gosh.
2 years.
It's amazing, dude. That is amazing to me.
Yeah.
And speaking of the technical errors and everything like that, one memory I've got at the truck show is the first couple of interviews where I was trying to figure out how to set OBS Studio up, which is the program we make to make the show. Anyway, and I totally botched up like the first couple of interviews, and it was a problem due to the camera that we were using and all that. And so those interviews never got such valuable interviews they were too. And I feel terrible about that.
Well,
but that was
one
a
of them
experience.
Was a gentleman that is very smart, has a lot of insight far as the trucking industry with the fuel and everything. And the next show, we should be having him on here, and we'll try and make it up to him. I've talked to him a couple
times. We got
future
times. Guests coming back.
Yeah, we got a few guests set up for the next couple shows here.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Weather providing.
Yeah.
Well, it looked like Mike even got on here and said hi.
Yeah, he's been on here.
Oh.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
even
said,
if he's the only
said,
one.
He said mom and dad was arguing. Or no, he said like a couple marrying hens, and I said I'm not sure who the bitch is, but
Cock, 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 cock.
So. Well, I should have said, since he said hens, I should have said who the cock is, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Big hen in the hen house.
Yep.
So, how was your week, Steve? You get a little rain down there? I mean, I think everybody's got a little rain.
We did today. And for the most part, I mean, after it warmed up and we got rid of all that friggin' snow we got, oh my goodness, dude. It was just. I was more worried about the flooding because they was calling for rain for like a whole week afterwards when it started melting. But it's been pretty decent. It's raining today. It's still raining right now. So, but the temperatures are back up in the 60s. So,
yeah, it must be nice. I left Sunday to head for Texas, Houston, and got all the way to Arkansas. And then there that come to rain, and it was raining nonstop. But
was it 70 some in Houston?
No, it was cold last week. The high was 45, and then people were freezing. They were just bundled up, double coats. I was walking the construction workers there on 59, where they're working on the new 69. They're out in their truck and their hard hats and three coats. And I'm like, boy, this is just sweatshirt weather. This ain't coat weather. But
you heading back down there again tomorrow?
No. You know where I'm going.
I'm doing sure Bill's
job. I'm going to allocate.
Oh, that's right.
I'm roll off now. I'm doing Bill's job. Bill's loving it.
I talked to my mom this week, and she goes, oh, it's 75 down here.
I'm like, oh, down in Florida?
Good for you.
My daughter took off, and they left from Florida, and they went out to Palm Springs. And San Diego. Well, that's all getting flooded right now. I said, you just done better.
Oh, yeah. They showed some videos. I seen a video where they showed us it was a river or something. All of a sudden, the house
gone,
tips down, turns, and goes down the river like a boat. And I'm
My aunt lives out
there. You should laugh at that shit.
Oh, no. It's pretty wild. I mean,
we've had rain here. I told Bill, I said, it's pretty
friend
bad.
Friend of the show, Jess Orton. Just mentioned in the comments that the Wabash River in Indiana is way over its banks.
Well, yep, time to go kayaking. I'll be up.
There you go.
Won't have to paddle. I can keep my beer cold.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to some sunshine. I am not going to lie.
Well,
I think Clyde's the one that keeps posting the thing. 55 days till spring, 60 days till, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, really, dude?
Put a sock in it.
No, it's the one where you see the picture of a metal spring right there on a corner of a building peeking around.
Mm-hmm.
Springs around the corner. Did you ever do any little more research, Bill, on the Anya Marks? Did you actually look this to see?
So, no, I didn't. I did nothing.
You should have, though. It was interesting.
I've been kind of tied up. I didn't want to bring it up, but my mother-in-law is in the hospital with some brain tumors and that. You know, it's unclear. We don't hear much because, well, there's this primogeniture thing going on where only the oldest daughter, which my wife is not, and my oldest daughter's kids are in the know about these things, so we're getting information third hand. And the problem with information third hand is that second hand might be one person or another, and the information will change dramatically depending on which person it is. So,
and you never watched the telephone game they used to play on TV?
Yeah,
remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, I got signed out just like you did.
Well, I had signed out, and I don't know why it did it. I was still trying to type stuff in. I still had, like, single paragraphs.
Big old white thing in the middle of the screen said, you've been signed out.
Well, I thought you did. I don't know you guys.
It's going to happen, Dave.
I found a couple good stories this time. So.
Stories, you say?
Yeah, I do. And one's even got a video. I'm hoping you're able to play it. I was able to pull it up after I...
Well, I gotta know about it. I gotta download it. Where's it at?
It's in the show notes.
At the bottom of the show notes in the blue after the second story I put on there.
Well, go ahead and keep talking.
I just hit it and it pulls up and plays. So
you could have posted it to play on there, but that's all right. So,
well, I did. And it was screwy.
So,
so it's the one
I did this week.
You talking about offenses on January 6th?
It says two videos below. Locate local news station. K H O N.
So they see
it's the bottom of the second story. This is inside baseball, guys. Sorry that we're But I broke down, and we met a gentleman behind us last year at the truck show. And he was selling mattresses, and I went down and visited with him and sat on him.
Sit on him. He laid down on them.
Well, I sat on them first because I wanted to know how well they hold up on sitting on the edge of the bed, because there's a lot of times
you sit on the edge of the bed. Although your truck should have, or I think it does, the passenger, if you don't have all the crap in your passenger seat,
it's supposed
to. It should swivel.
Yeah.
So you can use it for like a lazy boy and watch your TV right there and lean it back, put your feet up. I had one in a same model you had when I was at Genova, and it was great for watching TV.
Well, mine didn't have it.
And I tried on the wall and everything else for the TV.
I tried ordering it and
the swivel base?
Right. To put under the seat. Yeah. Kim said, go ahead and get it. And the problem is it's the whole seat. It's not a base, and they're 9 months behind on getting seats in. They're that far backward. So
should have told Palmer just to go find you one out of all the ones they got wrecked back here.
Yeah, but so we were talking.
So did you get your mattress already then?
I got an email from them this week.
You haven't got it yet?
On sale. And
well, you said that they was marked
half price. Half price.
So did you order it?
I got me an $800 mattress, and it is in my truck right now. I put it in today.
How's it feel?
Oh, it's night and day.
Night and day from, night the, old, from and day. The...
It is so nice.
The old rag top from the...
Right.
Back,
I didn't get
back
the
room at
one.
The truck store.
I got the one that he called, it's the fat man friendly one. Remember we were
down
there?
What are you trying to say, Dave?
Yeah, I'm saying I needed the fat man friendly one, is what I'm saying. That's why we're three fat truckers. So I got it up in there and threw it down in there and... Oh, it's slowly, I had to wait till I got it in the truck, cut it open, and it come out of the bag. And it's growing a little bit. I should have went one size longer, but it's fine. It'll work wonderful.
No, hold on. You said it's growing?
Yeah.
It's still
it tells you to let it go for 2 days.
The foam's that? Because it was compressed in a bag. Okay, right. Gotcha. They vacked them down.
Sucked them down and rolled
Well,
it.
Dude, speaking of that.
And it is so soft. And
up there in Fort Wayne, the foam company, Foamex, they got trailers.
Yeah, Bernalbers. Yeah.
That got cables and there was a T-handle you run on the floor to turn the thing on and off. And they put buns of foam in and filled as full as they could. And they take this. I want to call it just like a board, but it hooked on them tracks, and they put it up there, and it hooked on this cable, and they turned the cable on, and it would smash that foam to the front just compact it.
Well, you have
to. And they could fit no more than what they normally fit on a trailer. They could, I don't know, quadruple putting it in.
What? Even that, and they still only weigh 62,000.
Yeah. No, they only weigh that much.
Yeah.
Maybe 12. But, it was amazing how them trailers could compact that stuff.
They almost need a garbage compactor just to keep throwing it
in. That's
there
about what it was. Yeah. I mean.
But I like the cable thing. So
it was pretty
cool.
I like the old moving floor, the
walking floors.
Walking floor trailers,
So did you get it built?
Which one of these videos do you want me to play? The one where they're breaking in?
Yeah, when we get to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Download. I thought it was funny.
It is when I see they do. Some of the special stuff you see, how people haul it and what they do. And the only thing I can tell you in the trucking business is, gentlemen, if you're out there and you're looking for loads and you see overhead doors, avoid it. Like the patient. That's an all-day load and an all-day unload.
Anything you got to load on the floor, dude. I remember picking up, and Bill might have hauled this stuff too, the old paper products, the paper plates or cups, and they would stack them on the floor to the ceiling. They'd bring them in the trailer on a pallet and drop it. Here come a guy in there and start stacking that crap off the pallets.
And if
it's or toilet paper, paper towel. Oh yeah, it was. It's terrible. I can remember. I remember those days, and it was
84. I picked up a van out of Cleveland, had to take it to New Jersey, and I backed it in the dock, and it was tied, family size boxes, floor to top, front to back. And the guy drove up there with a stack of skids and set one down right there in front of it and goes, "There you go." I go, "What do you mean, there you go?" He goes, "You have to stack them on
here I go."
Yeah. Said, "Oh, no. I drive the truck. I don't unload the truck."
Well, no.
We don't unload.
What I always thought, and Bill probably knows this one, was that Sysco Foods, they go, "Oh, you have to break that one down." Okay. And that one there goes on Littlewood. Littlewood, they'd have a 48-40 pallet cut into a 24-40.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell's using half a pallet?
Well,
and they had racks made for them half a pallets. It was just ridiculous.
The guy told me, I'm pissed off, so I start stacking them on that skid. I got one this way. He goes, "No, you have to do it this way." I said, "You want them different? You change goddamn thing. I'm putting them on here, and that's it." If I got unloaded, I got $300 out of my dispatcher for hand unloading that. I said, "I'm not a finger burner."
Oh, that's the other thing is these companies, I don't know how it is now, but when it comes to lumpers, most of these companies will pay three times to a lumper what they'll pay the driver to do it.
But I think they got away from all that because of liability. People getting hurt, suing them.
Well, yeah, so they have a lumper service, like around the Bluffton area, there's a company called WSS, I think, or something. And they handled all the grocery loads in at them grocery warehouses there in Bluffton. And they had their own insurance. They had people that worked for them. They did all the teach. One guy went around taking money, and all the younger flunkies has been there unloading stuff, doing all the work, so...
There's another somebody
doing all the work,
PLS.
Somebody else gets it.
Somebody else makes the money.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Story of our lives.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So what else would happen this week, Bill? I didn't get to talk to you much. You was kind of a local driver.
I was local this week. Boy, am I feeling it, too. That shit is work. Going home every day, that stuff's for the birds, man. I don't know how them guys... I told Tim Hobbs, I would
one
say
of our
friend
friends.
Of the show, but he's not. I told him, I don't know how you guys do it, because this is wearing me out, jumping in and out of this truck. And then, you feel like you're in a hurry all day and everything, But you just need some exercise. Okay, well.
Well, yeah, I do need exercise, but that don't mean I want exercise, and I don't want to get it this way.
No, I got drugs now, so I don't need exercise.
It was a rainy week. I was almost betting he was going to have to do flatbed work all week in the rain.
I'll tell you what, why don't I talk about that mountain I sat on Thursday night?
Would you
not this last Thursday during the
new medicine?
No. Thursday before last, I was going over
$2 for a cork.
I was going over Jellicoe, and the weather got a little worse than what
these guys
were.
Did you make it over Jellicoe, or did you get stopped on the way up?
Stopped about three quarters of the way up, and.
Missed the rest area. That's at the bottom.
Yeah, you can't get these dudes to get on the radio and let them know, Well, we're stopped and about 4 in the morning. Cops and helicopters were waking us up.
They got to realize they shut down. The whole highway stopped. They're laying there.
Yeah, the whole highway.
Bill says, screw it.
They were waking you up to get rolling, or they were waking you up
because they were waking us up because they got it
open. So they was giving you the flyby.
Shining the lights
into the
overhead.
The cops that could drive. Yeah, that's what they were doing. They were shining the lights into the trucks and sirens and yeah.
Eat your fat ass, buddy. Hurry up. Get going.
Of course, you know how far away Jellicoe still is from Knoxville. It was about 9 mph all the way down to Knoxville from there. And what was funny, though, is the guys that were empty. For those of you that don't know, a semi-truck has a huge weight-to-torque ratio difference. And if you got the empty trailer and you're going uphill and you got an automatic transmission, you might not go nowhere. These guys, they were getting so mad. And we were just kind of driving by waving like, man, I feel for you, but I just can't reach.
Spend the time. I liked going up Jellicoe because I'd still run up Jellicoe 65 all the way, loaded or
I am always loaded going up that sucker.
You were special.
I was, and it was great because you'd be passing empty trucks, and they're like going, why is that excavator going by me?
You know, I told you that'd be the last truck you'd ever drive, and I was right.
And I'm glad it was.
Yeah, 800 horse. At what point does it get? Do you get to the point where you're just twisting the rims right out from under the trailer?
You know, the problem is when I got back, when they had to work on my truck or something did break, and I got back in one of the other ones that had a 600 horse motor.
Oh, you poor baby.
All you could hear when you pass was when I drive by it was thump, 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 thump. And they're like, what's that? That's me with my foot on the gas pedal trying to get it to go because it ain't going.
Yeah. And, well.
Well, they say them European really trucks ought to be enough. Are 1,700.
It is till you drive 800.
Here they
I never did drive that truck. Somebody said something about it being open, and
I told you the one time I said, "Here, take it for a spin." Oh no,
I don't.
I drove it once. The only problem is the seat leaned to the right, so I got Steve must have leaned to the right a lot.
You broke it. You bent that seat, didn't you?
He bent that seat up. So
I had to shift it, man. it was a regular shifter. It wasn't one of the tall boy ones, you know. Up here, the tall shifter club.
Yeah, I'd have talked about you if you'd have got one of them.
That's the back row.
Back row where all the tall shifters park.
That's that younger crowd I've noticed that enjoy those tall shifters. Yeah, they are. I'm sorry if I know people like them. I know it's all the rave.
Clyde wants one, but he don't have one, and he's not young. Figures.
Come on, man.
Well, Clyde, he goes by anyways. All you can see is his knuckles and the top of his head over the wheel.
Well, he's doing it right.
Sitting on the bottom of the seat.
You ought not be able to see nothing but my forehead.
Why do we buy you an air seat?
It's like the old guys, all you can see was plaid and knuckles, the old man, you know?
Yep.
You buy me an air seat.
For what? No reason.
Because I told you to.
There ain't no air in it. Why you in there?
That's what I'm talking about.
Put a 5-gallon bucket in there, hell.
The only time I ever air that seat up is when I need to
see over the hood
to work on, pull down my CB and work on the wires back there.
Oh,
that's the only time I put air in the seat, or if I'm washing the inside of the windshield.
He's laid back so much. I call him up and say, "Hey, Bill, check this out. I sent you a picture." Oh my God! I gotta lean forward all the way. To
I can't
the
reach it from way
I
back
can't
here.
Can't reach the phone and lean up. And I'm like,
man, come on, man. You know, I'm just
he's little anyways, Dave.
I'm chilling out. You know, okay, let's back what they call the fuck up for a second here.
Up.
Sasquatch.
Beep beep beep.
Okay, you're average, I guess.
5'9" is not small.
Short arms. He's
I
got
put it to you.
Arms.
Six, whatever the hell you are, is big. So, isn't that right, Chunky Monkey?
No, it's that one picture I got from the truck show last year, standing beside the world's toughest trucker. That big ag dude made me feel small.
Oh, the guy from Texas? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he the guy that was doing arm wrestling there at the truck show last year?
No, he had a big old monster cowboy hat on.
His belt buckle's about the size of my head.
Oh, yeah, you talking about the guy? Okay, yeah. He was on the world's
toughest
road or whatever.
Yeah.
Over in Australia, yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, they were all over the place, weren't they?
Well, yeah, that's where he was at for that.
Some
one.
Of that I thought was fake because that
dude was huge. He was like 6'10".
Yeah.
11, standing beside me.
Nicest like, guy, though.
Oh, yeah. He shook my hand. My hand disappeared.
He shacked
and I got, big. And I don't have small hands. I mean,
no,
right. You ain't used big. To looking little.
Yeah,
he's
shacked big. He's a monster,
yeah,
dude.
Shacked big. So.
Yep.
Oh my. Well, yeah.
So we're going to do some news here. You want to do some fun stuff first? What do you want to do?
Hey, Darlene.
Don't.
Cheesecake, dittos, be there.
Be there and be square. All right. So who wants to read this time?
I'm not. I want
to read all the work. Why am I even asking?
Because we did all the work. You can read them.
Yeah. All right. You did all the work. Look at you. I see the word
vaginal. His finger's sore from copy and pasting. What do you mean?
No, I have to read it first because I eliminated a bunch of junk out of there. So.
Oh, I do too on some. And then I sat there and wrote.
And then I fill it in.
I was still typing away when we got ready to get started today.
Yeah. So you want to do the news? You want to get into the tell the truth?
It don't matter.
It's up to you.
Well, start off with some news. Get through that real fast. We'll get that out of the way. There's nothing real serious, but just throw some information some out there for changes. The boys. Yep. It come out the 18th, so May 18th is when she goes into effect. So, and there was a bunch online about this. But
this
is
2023 here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a bunch was online about this.
That means
stuff.
It went into change.
It's already in. And, yeah. No, yeah. It's already changed. Yeah, but a bunch of it's online, and I went through, and this was the simplest explaining what's going on. So,
all right. So as Dave alluded to, the new FMCSA rules in 2023, what to know, and this is, we apologize, as of May 18th, 2023, by Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel Incorporated. What an odd place to get your news from.
Well, everybody posted news out there, so I got the simplest. So you can just get through it.
We got the news from Dave's mortuary service.
I was going to say,
ice is nice, but deeper's cheaper.
Yeah. You kill them, like we chill them.
It's like, what are we going to do after this? Get our weather from Taco Bell or something?
Dave's Mule Barn head ass speaking. Yeah.
You rack them, we pack them. All right. FMCSA rule changes. New FMCSA. You thought this was 2024, didn't you? Admit it.
I didn't. I read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
New FMCSA. That don't mean nothing. You
read it. Yeah.
It depends what time of day it is, whether he gets his sundowners or not. The Dave Heimers kicks in. And
Updates 2023 okay. Aim to improve.
You need to give me your daughter's phone number just in case we do lose you.
Okay.
Somewhere.
she's got
that way I know she'll say, yep, we found him.
Yeah, she's got
Let's
my
pass ear. Around a coffee can, get Dave one of those things you can hang around his neck with a little button and a blinky light.
They won't put out a silver alert to put brown alert. So go ahead, Bill. Yet, I'm Dave? Sorry. I just had to get a couple yuck yucks on that.
All right. Yeah, yuck yuck. Okay, I'll start over. New FMCSA updates 2023 aim to improve road safety and reduce accidents, but may also result in increased costs and changes in operations for fleet owners. Adjustments to scheduling, logistics, and compliance measures may be necessary to ensure adherence to the new FMCSA rules. Staying informed and proactively adapting to these changes will be crucial for fleet owners to maintain compliance and efficient operations in the ever-evolving landscape of the trucking industry. Prepare to carefully navigate to successfully adapt safe and compliant operations. Here are some of the FMCSA rule changes. For starters, automatic emergency braking, AEB, systems. Identify when a truck is in risk of colliding with the vehicle in front of it and automatically brake if necessary. DOT's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, reported 20 automakers were committed to making AEB a standard on their future vehicles. For vehicle safety, dynamic brake support and crash imminent braking will require truckers to also ensure they're up with DOT tire regulations to cause less severe crashes and save lives. Publications will be released by the FMCSA to further update the public, expected near summer 2023. You know, here's the problem I always have with these fantastic solutions.
Taking the control away from the driver?
Well, there is absolutely no focus on the driver anymore, to improve training, to improve the standards by which drivers are held to. That way, and maybe work on the accountability. Well,
it's funny that you said that, because I almost posted you a story of where a guy was distracted, hit the back of a police car, and the guy was out getting the guy a ticket because he wasn't paying attention.
I saw that.
Just about killed the dog that was in the police car. The car is destroyed, and the dog is in serious condition, and that was just Friday, I think, this week. So
yeah, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit old school, but and I'm also a technical person, but I believe technology should exist to enhance or augment the human being. It should be used as a tool to make add to the driver's skill set. But what's happening now is that we are completely removing the focus from driver skill and accountability, and just putting 100% of the reliability on technology to just fill in the gaps for us. And that's a huge mistake.
Funny you say that. My sister-in-law and her husband drive truck. They have that on their truck. They have one of the new Volts. They set the cruise going down the highway, and it backs off, and then it freaks them out all the time when it does it. Then you got to sit there, and once it does it and there's opening, they say it takes 5 minutes before it'll ever decide to go back to the speed it was. He says it drives you crazy. Well,
as soon as I found out where I used to work, they had that, Palmer had all that stuff put on the trucks they had.
Yeah.
At Genova. Every time I seen them guys, I'd cut them off on Airport Expressway and the truck would go, whoa.
Yeah, it would
hit about stop.
Nails and brakes every time.
And they'd be cussing you, and I'm like,
yeah.
Sorry. Oh, they knew who it was. They knew.
Well, but that's another thing. I mean, I think these things add to driver complacency, because when I left our company a few years ago and I got a job at Holland just to see what that'd be like. I was there 2 weeks, but during the time I was there, I drove this truck, and you could literally get this thing up to speed, set the cruise, and as long as you didn't come to a complete stop, this thing would run the brakes and get back up to speed, and the cruise would pick back up. You wouldn't have to do anything but hold the steering wheel. And if you was getting off into another lane, the thing would, I don't know, it had some kind of avoidance system for that, too.
But isn't all that technology just making the driver less visibility? It's making him lazy. He's not driving the truck.
Complacent. Well,
they're trying to watch their movie on their laptop, and the dashes are going, Dave. Well, they can't be interrupted.
I think that this will create more of that, saying.
Yes.
Yeah,
the driver doesn't pay attention.
That I noticed, that, like, for Genova, as an example, when I'd be talking to somebody on the phone, the whole time you're talking to them, all you hear is beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And it was the sensors letting you know there's something beside you, you're too close to something, and it constantly. And I'm like, don't you hear that? No, I'm used to it now. No. That is, I mean, it's just mind-boggling, nerve-wracking, just that extra noise. And then when you hear a beep, you're like, oh, you know, you're checking out every mirror thinking, oh, something's going to hit you. And they're, you know, they're three car lengths away. Or, you know, there's plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones they had there, not saying any names, they were taking taking a license plate, putting black duct tape on it, and putting it in front of that thing, and it wouldn't work no more. And it quit beeping all the time.
Yeah. Steve has them on the side of his, and they unhooked them so they'd quit beeping. Now his cruise control don't work.
I don't surprise me. But yeah, that beeping would just drive a man nuts.
So, well, the next part is drug and alcohol. So there you go. Hello.
All right. Drug and alcohol clearinghouse.
You can't do all that meth and cocaine and drive from one side of the country to the other like last time.
Yeah, quit doing that. Okay. The FMCSA clearinghouse will become the sole query source for employers to meet the requirement to identify prospective drivers with drug and alcohol offenses on January 6, 2023. Before, carriers were required to seek past employment for drug testing history and search the clearinghouse database. While this saved time, employers must still contact other DQ file required history. DOT Regulation 49 CFR Part 391.23 specifies what DOT expects on an employment verification report. The DOT generally requires employers to verify an applicant's safety performance history with their previous employers for at least the last three years, including commercial driving history, within 30 days.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
I mean, I'm not sure how I feel when it comes to the drug stuff, just because
they're legalizing things still.
You know,
it's gonna be a problem down the road. They're gonna have to figure out how to test that you're high at that time and not high last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's be honest and forthcoming about this right here and now. It doesn't matter what state makes it legal. DOT is never going to allow us to be under the influence of a Schedule One narcotic.
Not unless they can figure out what gets,
and this is some of this, but you are federally regulated.
Yeah, that's so what I mean.
It should be from one side of the country to the other, the same thing. Nothing changed per state since
you mean
your federal
permits to haul overloads,
permits, every state speed limits, weights.
I know it.
It should be from one side of the country to the other since you're federally regulated, not per state.
Mandated.
And that would make it so simple.
Oh,
but
so
the only
much.
Problem is, as far as like for the speed, East Coast states. You can't go that fast over there. I mean, there's two, like the hills and stuff and all that. When you get out west, yeah, you can haul ass.
Yes.
But
until you
so,
get to California, then it all starts over.
Then it's 55, no matter where you're at.
Heil Hitler. Yeah. But I don't know. No, just forget it.
It's just too much. It's just too much.
It's too much, yeah. Right. Well, the next one's good. The next one is our safety fitness, guys.
And for those of you that are here because you're fat like we are, safety fitness determination plans. Oh, my. Now it's time to get a little nervous. The present three-tier federal rating system of satisfactory, conditional, and unsatisfactory will be replaced by a proposed safety fitness determination or SFD rule from 2016. The rule will apply to any federally regulated commercial motor vehicle that received a single unfit determination, requiring the carrier to either improve operations, or I thought this was fitness as in...
I know, it's driver, it's not,
skinny.
It's truck.
No, okay. Well, I stopped caring about this just a second ago.
I knew when you were going to read that, he's going to realize, oh, this is trucks. This is, we're testing.
Yeah, that's wow. Not my problem.
Time is flying already.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
FMCSA intends to collect data on how it can more effectively identify unfit trunky companies and remove them from conducting hauls. They will also do so by soliciting public feedback on the use of existing safety data, including inspection data, in establishing carrier fitness to operate, as well as potential adjustments in the current three-tier safety fitness rating structure. Well, on a show of hands, who gives a damn about any of that?
As long as they don't bother me at the truck scale.
They said don't give a damn.
Okay, yeah.
Here's the fun one. It's a pain in the butt.
electronic logging devices or ELD.
Cheaters. Some, you cheaters.
Some of us like these. Some of us hack them. FMCSA rules require most new commercial trucks to have ELDs. ELDs or electronic log devices are designed to improve safety by ensuring that companies make money off the selling of equipment and software. Oh, wait, no. By ensuring that truck drivers are not driving while fatigued. The FMCSA rule changes also impact fleet owners by requiring them to provide ELDs to their drivers and keep records of their driver's hour of service.
Compliance. I don't need no logbook. I ain't hauling no logs.
I ain't hauling no dang demo. I ain't never hauled no dang demo logs. What
I got a coloring book and crayons in the back seat.
Coloring book. I got a stack of co-drivers back here in the back. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Here's my co-driver. Come here, boy. Come here. Get up here.
Oh,
now his name's Log, but
my dog's a co-driver.
$25, you can call him anything you want to. Compliance with these rules is essential to avoid penalties and maintain regulatory compliance. Overall, the implementation of ELDs is pure. The new FMCSA rules brings modernization and standardization to the industry, benefiting both drivers and fleet owners. However, it may also require initial investment in ELDs and training for drivers and staff to ensure smooth adoption of changes. For more details, visit ELD fact sheet on the FMCSA site, and there is a link in the show notes.
There should be one more line after that, all that. And there will be no parking at any truck stop after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you got everybody on the
all parking will be $25.
Yeah. I can promise you that no, there is never anything like this. Now, the idea in its beginning stages, in its
sounds
conception,
good.
Might be they might have the intention to, you know, make things safer and do the right thing. But the only way these ideas get carried out is if somebody figures out a way to make money off of it.
You notice Bill sitting there shaking and he knows.
I'm shaking because I want people to get it. I want you to understand that the only reason ELDs exist, because they shouldn't. ELDs should not exist. They
money,
are stupid.
Money.
But they do, because somebody is making money off of this. I promise you, the ELDs has not prevented a single accident in this country. I promise.
No, but the use of caused these accidents has not, because they're making drivers rush. Not getting to stop when you want to stop to take a nap or get something to eat.
And then when we're all
you're
parked together,
programmed
you
to go along with that logbook no matter what.
So we all parked together. We rip off the truck in front of us because I'm got to get going because my 10 hours are up, and there goes the front of his truck because we're parking 16.
And all of the animosity and the stress that it causes on the road because, you know,
we can't stop and get our cheesecake
ticking
when we want. What the hell?
That's right.
You just don't worry about that.
By the way, that's our news. We're done with the news, guys. Now the rest is just bullshit.
I'll have you know, you haven't said anything. I'm wearing one of Atlas Heavy Haul here, Mr. Bubba Branch.
There you go.
Show. And I think he sold, from what I've seen, he might have sold that truck he had down there, I think.
Did you say truck show again?
Yeah, truck show. What truck show, Dave?
I believe there's a truck show down in Louisville.
That would be the Mid-America Trucking Show at the Expo Center in Louisville.
Isn't that called
March?
Mats,
it's the Mats or
Mid-America
Trucking
Show. What booth are we in,
show?
Dave?
Booth. I
what
didn't
number?
Know we were in a booth.
What number?
I didn't bring my boots.
60,057.
60,000. I knew you'd get it still. I do love doing
this. Mr. Ticky Tack.
No, it's Tick.
You see that on Tic Tac?
No, it's on Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Okay, Bill, here you go. Get into her.
All right, well, there, daggum,
I have to.
At the top, believe it or not.
Oh, at the top, okay.
I have
to. Oh, well.
I'll read the 2 cents worth, because that's mine.
Okay. All right, we're and for those of you that are new here, it is time for Steve's Believe It or Not. This is the part of the show where we, it's a little bit more on the, one side than the other. This is the part of the show where we read a story that Steve has,
might be
has added to the show.
Should be.
And Dave and I try to guess whether or not it's a true story.
Oh, you'll figure these out pretty easy.
Yeah, great. We're screwed. No. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, here we go. First story. Thousands of syringes containing vaginal tightening gel seized at MSP Airport. And there goes Dave. Where'd you go, Dave?
He's getting tightening.
Did you get some of that tightening gel?
Ooh, dying of thirst.
Oh, there it is. Customs officers at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport seized a large shipment of unregulated injectable chemicals last week. Dateline Minneapolis. Customs officers at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport seized a large shipment of unregulated. Well, that's just repeating the exact same thing over again. Injectable chemicals last week. The shipment from Hong Kong. My grandpa used to call that Bong Kong. 2,536 pre-filled syringes of vaginal tightening gel. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and it was headed to a Woodbury residence. Huh. CBP officials say the individually wrapped pink packages have an estimated resale value of more than $19,000. Instructions on the packaging urge users to wear chemical-resistant gloves when coming into contact with the gel. CBP says the gel is in violation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. This dangerous shipment is another example of someone using unregulated gels to prey on unknowing customers with false promises.
Gotta have a good gel.
Suttenberg, director of field operations for CBP's Chicago field office. Not knowing what you are inserting into your...
Of course there's a field office in Chicago, Bill.
That made it more believable.
That's right next to the stockyards.
Not knowing what you insert in your body can be deadly, and consumers believe they are getting a discount when in fact they are purchasing an inferior product. Product with unapproved ingredients, CBP says. Of the online pharmacies evaluated the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, just 3% are in compliance with U.S. pharmacy laws and practice standards. This isn't the only unusual seizure made by CBP officers this year at MSP Airport. In June, officers confiscated 83 pounds of beef from a traveler returning from South Africa. Last month, officers took a box of giraffe feces from a traveler returning from Kenya who was planning to turn the dung into a necklace. See,
that'd be a shitty ass necklace.
It was
pretty crappy, huh?
I know.
You imagine giving that to the old lady for Valentine's Day? What is this shit? You got it.
You went to Africa and all I got was this crappy giraffe necklace.
Well, I got to tell you, Steve, this one's fake.
This one's fake?
This one's way fake.
Well,
unequivocally,
I say it's real. This is a true story.
I love it that Bill is just gung-ho, 100%. This is
because of all your stupid made-up agencies on here.
Can I say something before you go any further, Steve?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I do a lot of show research.
Uh-huh.
And I've already seen this story a week ago. Uh-huh.
This is from the Twin Cities News, WCCO, Mr. Stephen Swanson, on November 28th, 2023. This is a true story, Bill.
So somebody's got to explain.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, like the deal on the newscast, let's break it down.
Go ahead, Bill. Where do we have to? I'm thinking you might have to do multiple injection sites to make this stuff work.
Well, what's funny is,
oh my God,
the story here when they say wear gloves so it doesn't touch your skin, but you're going to put it inside. You're going to
inject it into your genitals. But so God save what
they
your
don't,
hands.
What they don't want is your fingers tightening up before you get the injection in. But so, and that's as far as the story goes, though, there's lots of things that come across from
there is.
That could just be generic, you know, somebody's putting Vaseline in a tube, calling it this. They're making all this money on it, you know.
Well, how do you think we get all those good infomercials? Well, these vitamins will help you. It's elephant dung.
No, guys. It's the one where the lady stands behind the elephant and she's catching the pie as it comes out. And I'm like,
what? Like stacking it up?
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah. Okay, next one.
I did read this last week when I was looking at show notes. I come across a lot. Like,
there's not a lot out there, dude. I go through all the services and. And some of it's just old. I mean, there's nothing that's happened recently. It's
I
all,
go on CDL to see what's fresh that they got, and it's about the wreck about the wreck out
well,
there.
Well, it's usually
in
like
New
the
Mexico.
Reader's Digest and Reuters and
Trucker Life is another good one. They got some good stuff on there. So.
Yeah. So okay, Bill, what's the next one?
Well, the next one is trucker torn out of cab with SWAT robot after bizarre low speed chase. A truck driver who was just plain refused to cooperate with police ended up in a low speed but high stakes police chase that ended with a SWAT team, robot, police dogs, tear gas, and less than lethal ammunition used to tear the driver from his cab on Wednesday in Houston, Texas. The showdown started when Harris County Sheriff's Office patrol deputies noticed the truck being driven at less than 10 miles per hour in a moving lane of freeway traffic, an HSCO spokesperson told Overdrive. At that point, deputies initiated a traffic stop at 13965 East FW The driver refused to stop. But didn't exactly speed up either. With the police following the truck, which was hauling a trailer at the time, the low-speed chase was on. The tractor-trailer continued eastbound on the main lanes and was still rolling or refused to stop for deputies, according to the spokesperson. Several stop sticks were deployed to stop his vehicle. Finally, after 3.7 miles of deputies following, he stopped on the main lanes at Sheldon Road. Video of the incident reported by local news shows a driver with sunglasses and an eerie sense of calm refusing all orders from police. The driver refused commands to exit the cab, according to police. Even a less than lethal 40-millimeter hardened foam round was deployed on the driver, later identified as 42-year-old Trinidad Cutshaw. With no response, SWAT was also called to assist in exiting him from the cab. By now, both lanes of Interstate 10 East and West were completely shut down for driver safety, the police spokesperson said. Using a robot, the SWAT team members were able to remove the cab passenger door and deploy tear gas into the cab and remove him safely. Cutshaw was then charged with felony evading arrest and detention in a motor vehicle. He is currently recovering in a local hospital from being under the influence of an unknown substance, as well as some facial lacerations, police said.
Well, we know he wasn't on high-speed chicken feed because he was going slow. So,
I mean,
he was
on
some good weed or something,
days,
man.
The tear gassing and 40 millimeter round shot probably didn't help his state of health either. We got some videos here. It says two, but it actually, by the time I got them downloaded, it turned out to be four. But I'm just going to show the last one where
they're ripping the door off.
Oh, by the way, it's true.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's true. I seen it a week ago. And it ain't a robot. It's a stupid bobcat.
It is a bobcat.
It's got a robot arm, Dave.
Oh, you guys got to see this, though. Because this,
okay, put it up.
This looks like the A-team got a hold of a bobcat.
Yeah.
B.A. Baracus got the welder out.
Yeah, and we put a battering ram on the end of the boom and made it long and got a little clamp on it. We can pull the door off.
Oh, Lord.
And if you look at the back tire. The back tire is still spinning. Because they shot
the... Well, the front tire's flat on the front axle's flat, and the front steer is flat.
The front axle's still spinning, the smoke coming off it. See, look at the back tire.
Open up the windows, they put tear gas in. You think he'd have been shitting and getting out after they did that.
He's messed up on something.
They should have just put it in a blast round, boom, cracker him. Yeah. He'd come out.
Yeah,
he's trying to smoke it.
Oh, dude,
yeah, it's good stuff, man. Fully, man.
The thing is, even though if he had flat tires there, that truck parked got a little in front robot of him, too.
Yeah, they got a little dinky one.
He could have pushed that truck right out of the way.
Well, no, he can't with the flat tires. If you watch the other video where they tear the door off, he's apparently still put his foot on the gas because the back tire is just turning. You can see the rim just
turning. Well, they pull him out through the passenger door there.
Yeah,
Hang on, let me...
Get to the other one.
Let me see here. Hang on.
This is fun. Come on, I want to watch this, Bill.
Oh, here we go. Hurry. Pulls the driver out.
Okay.
Dun, dun,
hang on,
dun,
technical dun, crap. Dun, dun, technical dun. Crap.
I tried to get it ready for you. Here we go. Play.
Well, see, it ain't. See, look at the back tire. See, it's smoking? It's still turning. See the hub cap?
No, that's just got spinners on it.
It ain't got no spinners on it. That's why it's smoking. The damn thing.
He's still got it in gear, dude.
I know it. They're yelling at him, shut up. This guy goes, I'll climb in the window here. Get back here on this dirty bed. It's still smoking that wheel.
Here's the hooker from last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the guy in the turret up there on top of the van looking at him with a machine gun for a second. Yeah.
I don't know what he's on, guys, but, man, that'll definitely
slow you down. It's funny that it takes 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 2 in the truck. That's 7, 8. For one guy.
And then they just come on,
I want to see what somebody named Trinidad looks like.
Is that what his name was?
Trinidad Cutshaw or some. Ooh, they got the dog.
Come they on, send y'all. A dog in there here in a second.
Come on.
The dog's backing up. It must stink in there.
He's looking at the tire going, why is the back tire spinning? You want me to go in there?
The dog's like, I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
True story.
What do you think, Dave? True? True, Dave?
You think it's true, Dave?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like the way it was written, you know.
Bobcat ripped the door off last week getting the driver out after the boat bombed him to death.
For anybody that wants to see this stuff for themselves, there's links in and their Twitter links is what they are.
Yeah, and if you click on the Twitter thing, it shows him Bobcat ripping the door off him. So it's pretty funny.
I'll have that on the website with the video.
Well, I was trying to figure out something, a different little skit kind of deal. And get
it's
off
got
and 100, believe it.
196.7 million views already, or 1,000 views already.
Of course it does.
So.
Anyways, I was like, well, I think I'll try something like this. And this is called My 2 Cents Worth.
Oh.
You ready?
Let me.
Gotta listen close, Bill. There's a bunch of zingers in this.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
I just want to see your face when I say the one here. Okay, here we go. Well, it's a new year. Everyone's making changes in their lives for the better, I hope. We always eventually fall back into our normal routine. Some sooner. Get your friggin' thing off here, Dave. I don't need you. Some sooner than others. Bravo to you dedicated go-getters out there. I applaud you and keep it up. There's been talk shows and personalities in the past that always had a good follow-up on stories they tell or news they report. For instance, old Mickey Rooney always said, "Do you ever wonder? Did you ever think?" Or we can't forget about old Paul Harvey with the rest of the story.
That we had.
Yep, well, for the start of the new year, we have a lot going on, people. Whether it's politics, our southern borders, the NFL playoffs, which streaming service is screwing the pooch, if it's okay for straight people to buy Bud Light again, if the carnivore diet really works, how TikTok molds and shapes our young people into brainless idiots with any new challenge that comes along. But not least, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Three.
So here we go. Let's dive right in. No matter which side of the aisle you stand on this year, the mudslinging and name-calling is in full swing as usual. It just blows my mind that people we put in office can't seem to get the job done. That just tells me they all need replaced, and let's start over. If it was only that simple. With social media, or in this case, our podcast, everyone's voices, what they think should happen, and we all have different thoughts and opinions. I hope it just gets figured out for our country's sake. Far as our southern borders, all this convoy stuff all over the social media and the pictures are from an old demonstration a year ago and from the farmers in France that are protesting right now. When you see pictures of tractors and all the flashing lights and stuff, that has nothing to do with any border shit that we have going on here.
No, but it's fun to see them put manure on the buildings. Yeah.
These idiots want views and will hype up something to do so. The legals trying to come in to need to be addressed by the current administration is dropping the ball. So we, the people, are standing our ground in some of the areas as seen on the news. The NFL playoffs and up-and-coming Super Bowl always need something to draw people in. Well, looks like they got it. Taylor Swift and the Kelsey's.
Yep.
Make mom proud, boys. So let's talk quick about the streaming services that offer the shows we love. Peacock screwed the pooch on the football playoff game, charging for a normal free game. Amazon charging a membership fee and giving you Prime Video for free, but then charges you to watch movies that are 20 years old since they make a remake or a sequel that came out. See ya! And can anyone tell me, is it okay now for straight people to buy Bud Light? I don't drink beer, but I wanted to find out for the rest of the country so we can help the billion-dollar company recoup some losses. Now, we're to the carnivore diet. Sounds good at first, and there's a couple variations of it, depending on what you're willing to cut out. One has no plant proteins, so that means no coffee, no tea, no pop. That would suck. Another is having those, but with less results. Check with your doctor, folks. Now we're down to TikTok. TikToks are getting out of hand. All the rage is now is throwing slushies on your truck windshield for some reason. I'm not sure why.
I seen that last week.
There's always more crazy shit out there each week. Just be careful, kiddos.
Gotta get the bikes. Gotta get the likes.
And last but not least, we have the Tootsie Pop. The old question to be pondered, how many licks does it take to get to the center? Well, I'll have you know, I've done many, many years of research on this matter. And it's 3.1415-9265, rounded up. And that's my 2 cents, folks.
That's pie, Bill.
Well said. Well done.
Did you like that?
I like that a lot.
Say the last line again.
And that's my 2 cents, folks. He's right on cue.
Now that is going to make us famous. That might put us over the edge, Dave.
Well, I'll talk to you off air here about a couple things on it.
It's on mute.
Steve will be the only one handing out
Bud Light signatures. Shirts.
No, autographs.
No, autographs, you know what I'm going to wear?
You got to do that on every episode now, right?
Well,
I have a Bud Light hat. And it's that I took a marker and wrote something bitches on it or whatever. But anyway, okay.
Well, all right. Since they lost their number one standing, and we went to the Mexican beer.
it's Modelo. I'll tell you what. I don't.
That's good tasting beer.
It ain't bad.
I like it. I don't drink beer anymore, but when I did. I started drinking that, and the dark. I like a real dark beer, like Guinness and stuff, and that Modelo dark Negro. That stuff's pretty good, dude.
Got a little after dark bite, beer, no aftertaste. That's what I like.
I don't drink beer anymore. All I drink is bourbon.
Yeah, and I got something I want you to try, Steve. Uh-oh. When you go to the store next time, get you a 4-pack of Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
I think I've seen it.
Seen it? Yeah. Try it. And go easy, because it is your granddad's beer.
Somebody just got kicked out of the beer thing. I just read a story.
Well, there was a big story about Kid Rock boycotting all the Bud Light out of his bars. Then all of a sudden, he signed a million or billion dollar deal with Pabst Blue Ribbon. Well, I'm sorry. Whatever he wants to do. I've drank Pabst Blue Ribbon, and there's lots of people like it. It is the most sour tasting beer I've ever
had
in
beer.
My life. I know. That's why.
Anyway,
it's kind of like drinking Falstaff or red, white, and blue.
On that amazing bombshell that Steve just dropped on us. I think he knows he's going to have to do that on every episode now. In addition to the believe it or not.
It don't need to be that long. Just his 2 cents. Didn't Andy Rooney
that was
used
more
to
like
do that?
About 30 cents, wasn't it?
Yeah. Didn't Andy Rooney used to do that at the end of his show every now and then going back? Yeah.
Well, when I put in there, that was Paul Harvey's tagline was, now for the rest of the story. But Andy Rooney always, I always remember, I could hear his voice almost. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, did you ever wander? And he'd come up with something stupid, dude.
He's always looking at the camera with his eyes.
You ever wander? And he had caterpillar eyebrows, and he'd go, you ever wander? If you didn't have toilet paper, what you'd wipe your ass with? You know?
He
would come
now,
up with stupid shit. Like,
So now we're going to have a... Did you ever... my 2 cents worth.
I don't want to copy his. Well,
no.
Well, he might, you know.
Yeah, my 2 cents worth. Hey.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Yes, sir.
For everybody that followed us on participated on Facebook, we love you. We appreciate you. Sure enough, for everybody else, shame on you. You should have been there. You weren't there. You should have been there. Be there next time. I'm sure we'll do it again.
I'm sure we'll do it again. Same bat time, same bat channel.
SWAT team hasn't knocked down my door yet. So
with his bobcat robot,
with your truck full of money,
it is tax time.
Kids.
Okay, hold on, real before we got here. Every time you go to a store, no matter where it's, there's always somebody tries to help you. Usually, if it's a good store, can I help you find anything? And this is the line I use every time. Yeah, can you tell me where the shelf with all the money is?
Yeah, that's what Mike says.
Everybody goes, and it's pretty much the same answer. Oh, they don't tell me where that one's at. It's about the same answer all the time. But that's my go-to. Show me where the shelf with all the money is.
I usually ask for the anorectal balls. I couldn't find the anorectal balls. Where are they at?
You got some anal numbing lotion,
and that's at the
grocery store. Walmart's probably selling them now.
I don't know that one shelf I seen. They had everything.
Yeah.
Okay, sign us out here, boy.
All right, kids. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your annoying Dave.
And 2 cents worth, Steve. Everybody, thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, folks.